William Shakespeare's comedy Much Ado About Nothing starts as the story of a band of men returning home from battle, victorious. Their hero's welcome reminded playwright Rollin Jones of a different band of men, of a mop-topped band of men, returning home from a different sort of trip abroad. In the original Shakespeare, the character Don Pedro is a triumphant prince. In Jones's These Paper Bullets, Pedro is a triumphant drummer. James Barry plays Pedro, the drummer.
Finding the personality parallels in the different characters, it just worked so beautifully. And Rollins, one of his great strengths in this piece is how seamless the language, you know, you can go from something so, you know, modern and scatological to something so poetic and profound. And it's actually tough to tell which of those ends of the spectrum was more informed by modern comedy or Shakespeare, because it's there in both, you know?
And it is both. Rather than repurposing Shakespeare's original text whole cloth for swinging 60s London, the language here is a hybrid. Some lines are Shakespeare, some lines are Jones, some lines are actually both.
They took to calling it Jonespear.
Jonespear.
During the rehearsal process, they started calling the language Jonespear because it was such a seamless sort of blend.
Brian Fenkart plays Claude, the Fiorentini Lord Claudio reimagined as a bassist.
It's such a mashup of all these different elements, you know, because you've got, like they call it a modish ripoff of Much Ado About Nothing. So it is this Shakespearean ripoff, but it's also, you know, as you'll see with the costumes and the sets, I mean, the style is very much that 60s, you know, feel. It's reminiscent of the Beatles, but it's not about them by any means. It's just sort of a throwback to that time and that style of music more than anything else.
Fenkart and Barry make up two quarters of the Quartos, a band that certainly alludes to the Fab Four, but which has its own identity, in the form of these sort of Shakespearean characters, and in the form of songs commissioned specifically for this new play, and written by Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong. In this production, Fenkart plays the bass and Barry plays the drums, instruments which neither actor really even knew how to play before they got these jobs. Fenkart, for instance, wasn't really a bass player, but an accomplished real-world piano player.
It was one of those challenges that I, as an actor and a musician, you really crave those things to sink your teeth into. For something like this, I've always been a musician, but to pick up a new instrument, it's like learning a new language.
I mean, for me, it's such a rock and roll fantasy to play the drums with a band. You know, I'm just stopping feeling like I'm being shot out of a cannon at the beginning of the show playing drums.
That's the unfortunate thing about a run that's this short when you've put so much work and passion and energy into it, is that just when you're starting to hit your stride,
yeah,
you're like, oh, all right, now I feel comfortable doing this.
Let's and, open.
Yeah.
But the show's closing soon.
At the end of the first week, I was already sort of preemptively depressed, knowing how much I was going to miss all these people after this brief experience, you know? It's the kind of thing that just makes you cross your fingers and hope there's more life in it down the road.
Neither actor is really ready to say goodbye to these characters, this band, this show. The 3-week world premiere run of These Paper Bullets ends this weekend in New Haven. Jonathan McNichol, WNPR News.